Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Jay Bethel of Jay Bethel and Spoken For is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share that music and messages with others. You guys are going to be able to hear their new single, Your God, on our program today, as well as find out, of course, how you can get it for yourself. Jason, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you? I'm doing great.
Hey, man, I'm glad that you could join us. Really appreciate the time. You know, I love the fact that with this song that you really, I think, the song is all about praise, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. But what has it been like for you to hear the way that people are not only being uplifted by the song, but also inspired by it?
You know what? It's awesome. I'm really taken by how more of the younger, I'm 34.
Yeah.
But I wanted to create something, Cyrus, that was not, you know, I'm not playing towards certain demographics, you know, age demographic. I know certain people, you know, they try to get towards younger people, you know, nowadays within praise and worship, but that's not my intent. My intent is to have an open praise and worship. That's the way I was brought up, and that it comes from the heart. And as long as it comes from the heart, the deep, call it out to the deep. So the way I've been, the response that I've been getting has been awesome. I mean, a lot of people have been just talking about how it's so groovy, yet it still carries substance. It still carries a message. And it's something that's been very uplifting for them to and reassuring that the gospel artist out there still understands the importance of lifting up God and understanding the attributes and the characteristics of God and the importance that we only need to lean on Him, not on ourselves.
You're right, exactly. I think that is an important message, and you bring up a really good point, that it is so much more than the beat or the music, because I think a lot of times, you know, especially I think with some of the songs today, you know, you might remember the beats, you have no idea what people are saying most of the time, and then, you know, and it's not something that really sticks with you. So it sounds as though you're saying that was really the important thing for you, to make sure that there was actually a message there. But that goes to something else that you said, and that is, of course, about the importance of making sure that there is a message. When did this become real for you? When did it become real for you, Jason, that not only was having a relationship with God possible, but also it was necessary in life?
You know, I came up, you know, my mother and father are pastors. You know, so I was introduced to music, you know, at the age of two. My father writes, and pretty much everybody in my family had something to do with music, whether it was with my aunt or my uncle with the Parliament Funkadelic, and or my dad who was writing, and even when he was coming up in church at the age of 18 when he got saved. But for me, my relationship actually started with God. Really, I can say really at the age of 15, 14, though I came up in church, you know, I still never really understood the importance of what my life, the call that was on my life. But at the age of 15, 16, I had a real urgency to want to teach, want to preach, to really know God for myself, you know, to really understand how to cross-reference scriptures, to understand to go deeper in the word. And it was that at that time right there with the love of music that was already placed in me at the age of two, coming up in music, that I understood that, you know what, there's something more inside me that I need to get out, you know. So I wanted to make sure that my writing and music, even at that age, talked about the relationship that I had with him. Because I don't like the cliche things that we always say. It's like almost as if we're supposed to say it, you know. I like to thank God who's ahead of my life. You know, it's like,
right.
Okay, that's fine, and that's all good. But we're at a time right now where authenticity is better than traditionalism. And what I mean by that is that more people right now in the world, they want to see more transparency. They want to understand what is the realness behind the curtain. And I'm thankful to have a wife that keeps me grounded, my children who keeps me motivated. But for most of all, my parents who always instilled in me a understanding of ministry to always never be fake with the people, but to be real, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what pretty much guided me, you know what I'm saying, as far as this song right here, the my writing. So that's what pretty much I came up under as far as my relationship and building a relationship with God. Never being fake, never trying to be too deep, just trying to make sure that I be real with him, and as real as I am to him, he'll be realer to me. The more I draw to him, he'll draw close to me. And that's all I want. That's all I want. I just want souls saved, Cyrus. When at the end of the day, that's all Spoken For is about. We're spoken for. And that's where the name of the group derived from, being spoken for, saved.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point, and I'm glad you said it, and that is, you know, that what the inspiration is, because I think so many times we can get lost in what we're doing that we forget why we're even doing it. And I also love the fact that you talk about, Jay, you know, the importance of not just going through the motions, because that also is very easy to be able to do. So when you hear from people about them getting it, about them getting the message of the song, about them getting the message of the music, does that kind of reinforce for you that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing?
Absolutely. It not that I need to have validation, because once God giving you a purpose and giving you a call, and you know what that call is, you have to trust and believe him. But it's always great to hear, you know, when people tell me, and I'm hearing how people are responding to me via Facebook or Twitter, or just, you know, coming by and I talk to them, they're like, man, you know, man, that's so awesome, man, that's so real, man, you know, I can really feel, you know, what the words are saying when you talk about your God, man. I mean, what motivated you to say that? And I was just like, you got to go through.
Yeah.
When you go through and you learn how to lean on God, it's easy to write about, you know, it's easy to write about the characteristics and the attributes. So what they tell me is how they've been blessed. I put out a maxi single earlier last year just to get the feel of, you know, how people would feel, you know, towards the different genres of music, the styles of music that I like to use. And I was getting calls, Cyrus, about from saints and from people even from all over, was just saying how they were being healed. You know, how one young lady said that she couldn't even get her baby to sleep unless she played a song that I wrote called I Lift My Hands. And it was just like touching. You know, it was just like, oh, my God. And God was saying, see, I can reach people more than beyond the pulpit. I can reach people through whatever mechanism that you give me. As long as it's yielded to me as a vessel, I can feel it, I can use it. And so that's what I'm drawing from people, man. That they love the different sound. They love that it's real. They can feel the transparency in it, and that they can just feel the hunger for God. And that's great for me. That keeps me motivated to know that I'm not trying to do the everyday traditional or everyday gospel artist type of thing. I don't even look at myself as a gospel artist.
Yeah,
I'm just a vessel, because the gospel doesn't change. You know, it always cracks me up when you hear a lot of gospel artists, Cyrus, when you talk about how people are responding to me. You know, I tell them, I said, it's not me, it's God. But understand that the gospel doesn't change. If it's not talking about the death, the burial, you know what I'm saying, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's the gospel. That he came, that he saved our soul, you know what I'm saying, that he cared for us enough to give his life, that's the gospel. There's nothing to expand on it. There's nothing to, you know, I can't flip it up, I can't turn it around, I can't change it. There's no expanding of the gospel. Now, expanding the way I do gospel, that's great, I can do that. But I'm going to make sure it's in the parameters that I represent, not only Christ, but my family, myself, and as well as the body of Christ, with the utmost respect, dignity, but understanding that, hey, I'm a man, I'm going to make mistakes, but it's when... My father said something that was really great, and it really keeps me grounded. Even when I'm talking to people about the album and about the single, Your God, he said, son, it's not about, don't worry about the ups and downs throughout and making mistakes. You know, if you say, hey, I didn't make a mistake. You know, it's been 5 months, 6 months, man, and I've been going strong. I'm not sinning, you know, I'm on the right path. He said, no. It's when you tempt it in that moment. What do you do? It's in that moment that you realize who your real God is. It's in that moment. And so, you know, your test never, faith never tested, it's faith never used.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That, man, that is such a good point. You know, we've been talking about this single. I want to say for those who have not had a chance to hear it, let's go ahead and let them hear it, Jay. Here is Your Guide by, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Jay Bethel of Jay and Bethel and Spoken For. We'll be back with our conversation with Jay right after this. You guys stay with us. there you have there, of course, that was Jay Bethel and Spoken For with the single Your God right here on Conversations Live. We've been speaking today to Jay Bethel, not only, of course, about the music that he's been able to produce, but also the messages of that music as well. So Jay, when people hear that single, when they're able to kind of really take that message in, what do you hope it does for them in helping to motivate them throughout their day?
Faith, activate faith. If they have faith that's not activated, that they can listen to that song and understand that somebody is, you know, that has a relationship, like, listen, just put your trust in God.
Yeah.
You know, when you listen to it, just, you know, listen to the song. You know, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, for you are almighty, worthy, you know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, we won't be silent. Holy Spirit, you're invited to fall. We forget sometimes because we look at God, you know, as a deity, and we look at God, obviously, as you know, the almighty of everything, but he's Abba. He's our dad. He's a father. And guess what? You know, when they listen to the song, I want people to understand that guess what? Just like I lean on him, you can lean on him.
Right.
Just like I draw from him, he's the source, you can draw from him. Look, I haven't had anybody to help me with this album. It's been me and my wife out of our own pocket. The amount of money that was sucked to do this song, to do this album, is incredible. But it was God. It wasn't me. My testimony is not really that deep, you know, where it's going to, you know, make you do somersaults and, you know, jump up. But I can tell you right now that just living life, a person, I can relate to the person that's just living the everyday life. We understand what we're living in today's economy. We understand right now, especially having, you know, our family of two and three and four or whatever, you know, just having a family period, you know, even marriage, you know what I'm saying? Nothing is easy in life, you know. But if we give it, lay all our burdens on God and understand that he's our source, that understanding he's our strength, that's what you're going to draw from the song when you hear the song, that you don't have to worry, you don't have to fret if you know that he's never failed you yet. Why is it one thing when I was writing the song, when I got to that part, is because I was always cracking up. My father was a big advocate in my church. We do, a lot of people, obviously, as any other church, you know, sometimes you do the more popular praise and worship songs. But as I grew up, we didn't grow up doing a lot of people's songs. We grew up writing our own praise and worship songs. And that's where a lot of my flavor and a lot of my sound stem from, because my father was like, praise is inside of you. Why is it that we feel that we have to do everybody else praise and worship? You in your church, you're in the church, in the place that God placed you. If you got something inside you, let's help, let's mature that. Let's go ahead and help, you know, push that out of us. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of us came up as young men and young women in the church, and I thank God for my parents and for a lot of the mentors and ministers in our church at Word of Life Christian Center here in Detroit, Michigan, who basically motivated us as young men and young women, the youth, to, you know, whether it was rap, whether it was step, whatever it was cultivated there. So my writing was cultivated, you know, through the allowing us to do it for praise and worship. Didn't matter how simple it was, how young we was, it didn't matter. If it was pure and it was to God, we did it. And as we came up, that's how I came up playing. I came up, I never took a lesson in my life.
Wow.
Never took a lesson. But I've been watching my father. God blessed me with an ear. I played drums at the age of two. My wife plays the drums. Now my kids are playing drums. That's what we're doing, cultivating them. You know, I don't believe that I should be paid. You know, I'm jumping everywhere, but I'm so full about this because it's all encompassed in the way that I did this album and in the way that Spoken For is came about, because
right.
I don't believe that I need to be paid in my home church. Now, let me make this real clear. In my home church, I don't believe if you have a gift and you're receiving from that man and that woman of God, and you're there learning and you're receiving from your shepherd, that you should have to receive a fee for your service. That's a reasonable service to God.
Right.
Go ahead and do the, you know, help the pastor as the pastor's helping you and cultivating you. Help the pastor and cultivate their praise and worship. Help cultivate what God is building there for the masses. And that's the scope that I want to get across for Jay Bethel and Spoken For. We're not here for ourselves. Yes, we're here. We want to be successful. Yes, we want to make sure our message gets across to the world. Yes, who doesn't want to be successful? If you say you want to get any kind of business or any kind of venture and not be successful, you'll be lying to yourself. But at the same time, if I don't lose focus and we stay keep our mind focused on the true task, the ministry of reconciliation, that God is the main focus, that saving souls is the main focus, that making sure that we are an example of not trying to rip people off, not trying to shortcut people, not trying to shortchange my character or my integrity for a buck. You know what I'm saying? Doing it the right way, that in the end, we're going to stand before him and say that we did what we're supposed to do, and all we want to hear is well done. That's right. That's all I want to hear.
Yeah. I think that is it, and I think that's what everyone should want, Jay, and I think that's why a song like this is so powerful. Again, everyone, I've been speaking to Jay Bethel today of Jay Bethel and Spoken For. We've been talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share great messages in music as well. The single you guys heard here is called Your God. Jay, how can our listeners stay connected with you as well as, of course, be able to support the music?
Hey, you know what, Cyrus, they can, you know, you can, and obviously your listeners, I'm honored to be on your show tonight. They can always go to iTunes, they can go to Google Play, any digital distribution that they use, Spotify, Sony Unlimited, and just punch in Jay Bethel and Spoken For, you know, and that's all. You can also contact us through Jay Bethel 33 through Facebook, and just pop in, you know, obviously your Facebook, and then just put in your slash Jay Bethel 33. We're also on Twitter. You can go to @_JayBethel, and you can also go on our Instagram. It says Jay Bethel Spoken For. That's it, one word, Jay Bethel Spoken For.
All right, so, and we've made it easy for you guys. We've actually tagged Jay Bethel on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find him. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. But, Jay, man, congratulations to all of you, not only on the single, but also on the messages and the lives that are being affected by it. Thank you so much for the time, and looking forward to speaking with you again, man.
Oh, man, absolutely. I really appreciate it. I appreciate this, Cyrus, and I really enjoy myself talking to you. And, you know, and I hope that your listeners really heard my heart tonight. And I know I got to kind of get a little preachy, but at the same time, it's real for me.
It's real for me.
So I'm not out here to really make a name for myself to be seen. I'd rather make a name for God and be used by him.
Hey, that should be the goal for all of us. Again, everyone, Jay Bethel has been our guest today of Jay Bethel and Spoken For. Real powerful conversation. I hope you guys really took that in. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation for our online listeners, you guys can go back and listen to the replay a little bit later. That link is on our social media pages. You can also find, of course, how to connect with Jay Bethel and Spoken For by going to facebook.com/CyrusWebb, or you can go over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. I actually tagged them on our social media pages so you guys can easily find them there. Make sure you guys like the Facebook fan page, as well as, of course, stay connected with them on Twitter as well. The single, as he said, is available wherever you buy your music online. Again, it's called Your God, and just search for Jay Bethel and Spoken For. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.